Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Kristen Kaufman, and I'm the CEO and founder of my company entitled Alignment, Inc. For those of you whom I've not had the opportunity to work with up until now, my company is focused on helping individuals, teams, and organizations find alignment within themselves, which leads to increased productivity, achievement of goals, and overall fulfillment in how people and teams choose to contribute. This month, I'm actually reintroducing my podcast. I used to do podcasts on a very regular basis and then stopped to pursue other forms. However, in direct response to my clients over the past several months, I've elected to reintroduce the podcasting format. And I look forward to providing brief, concise concepts to consider as you start your day. And you can use these in your business, with your teams and organizations, and actually throughout your lives. My first three podcasts will focus on the concept of alignment. When I first formed my company almost 22 years ago, the concept of alignment was spawned through my own life experiences, both personally and professionally. Interestingly enough, when I bought the rights to the company name and my other alignment trademarks, the only hurdles that I ran into were around wheel alignment garages and chiropractic offices. It has been fascinating to watch this concept grab hold in other personal and business circles, and what happens when individuals and companies as they tap into the power of alignment. So first of all, what do I really mean by alignment? There are three primary concepts around alignment which I will cover: alignment within an individual, alignment between collections of individuals, such as families, teams, organizations, schools, and corporations, and alignment of these organizations and companies to their markets, their customers, clients, and constituents. This week, I'm going to focus on alignment within oneself. Once an individual is truly aligned around their purpose, and thus they are indeed living their life on purpose, this is when and where their power is revealed and released. I believe that the most fulfilled and successful individuals are those whose thoughts, feelings, beliefs, gifts, talents, strengths, preferences, and desires on how and where to contribute in the world are aligned. Their mind, body, emotions, and spirit are in harmony. There is simply no substitute for total alignment and congruency within a person or a leader. In fact, in an interview with Oprah Winfrey, she stated that to her, the secret is alignment is when you know for sure that you're on course and doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing, fulfilling your soul's intention. When your life is on course with its purpose, you are at your most powerful. Well, Oprah and I are in alignment around alignment. In fact, my definition of alignment is when you love what you do, you're good at it, and most importantly, it's tied to something greater than yourself. Think about it. When we see a person who truly walks their talk, whose life is a full and total manifestation of their beliefs, and whose profession is one that fully capitalizes and optimizes their gifts and talents, we see a person who is in their groove. One doesn't have to look too far for examples. They're the ones that would do their work for free and that come to work with a spring in their step. They are the ones that have a passion for their work, an intense desire to make a difference, and are centered and confident in the manner in which they choose to let this unfold. Their personal and professional goals are aligned, and they remain committed to doing whatever it takes to fulfill their purpose. I'll share just one unlike example from my life. Mary was a nurse at a hospital where I was recovering from surgery several years ago, and she exemplifies a person in total alignment. Her job was not an easy one. There was some heavy lifting, both literally and figuratively, in the ward where she worked. Emotionally and physically, there was pain and heartache, disappointment and fear. Believe me, many of us would cower at the thought of serving humanity in this way. During the time I was there, I never saw or experienced anything but effervescent energy, a can-do spirit, and clarity of purpose from Mary. She healed, listened, cheered, shed tears with families, and this was her calling, and she knew it. Her soul's purpose was in total alignment with her profession. It was authentic, and it was powerful. I can tell you this. I came through my own personal experience that year because of Mary, and that is the power of alignment. Of course, there are many public figures aligned with their unique purposes as well. You can think of sports figures that have set world records, such as Lance Armstrong or Muhammad Ali. You can think of global figures that have made monumental, life-changing contributions, such as Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, and Mother Teresa. You can think of artists who have followed their dreams against many obstacles to ultimately give the world their creative genius, such as Itzhak Perlman, Leontine Price, and Mikhail Baryshnikov. Each of their unique gifts and talents were aligned with their innermost desires and intentions, and the results were phenomenal. They loved what they did, they were good at it, and most importantly, it was tied to something greater than themselves. That's the power of individual alignment. So how do we move forward and toward a greater and more complete alignment as an individual? Many of my clients ask me that every week when I meet with them. Here are a few small steps that you can take away today that could perhaps help you find greater alignment in your own life. The first, listen to your heart. Pay attention to that little voice inside. It may come as a question in the middle of the night, or as crystal clear as a voice in the shower. That voice is your soul. It is your core, and it is the pure essence of what and who you are meant to be. My coaching, heed that voice. Secondly, let go. That's a hard one, believe me, I know. Many times we will have this whisper to do or be something other than what we are presently, and we fight it, or we just flat out ignore it, because it is not what we think we should be doing. The trappings of our world can be intoxicating. We can often get drunk on these. What I believe, however, is if we truly follow our heart's desire, we will be successful. All the other trappings will take care of themselves. Third, read everything. Expose yourself to other opinions and thoughts. Stretch yourself. There are many books that I can recommend which may help to stimulate your juices. You can check these out on my website, or you can just reach out to me and I'm more than happy to provide a complete inventory of books that I've recommended over the years. The point is to just stimulate your mind, which will encourage out-of-box thinking and blue sky dreaming, which is where our most authentic creativity is revealed. Fourth, and this may bring some eye rolls for those of you listening, keep a journal. I know this might be a stretch for some, and that's okay, but even if you write down only one or two thoughts you have, when you have them, it is amazing how they will grow and multiply in your mind's eye. It is a great way to reflect on your day, the lessons learned, and the observations of yourself and others. It's like living it over in some ways, which can be incredibly powerful. Next, connect with your body. Just breathe. I have recently learned that our body is often the first signal that something is awry. It's not the last signal. It's the first. And if we are really in sync with our bodies through yoga, meditation, centering prayer, walking, Pilates, etc., we are told when things are not right or not in alignment. And finally, just get to know yourself. Give yourself freedom to be who you are. Just be and let all things flow from there. Observe yourself and be curious about what drives your behaviors. This can be such a revealing process. I have personally found, through my own executive coach, and yes, I have one, to be incredibly supportive and in many ways indispensable in holding the mirror for me. So, is individual alignment the secret to our success or to our authentic power? I actually believe authenticity and alignment are synonymous. I also believe that there is undeniable power in the authentic congruency of mind, body, heart, and spirit. So yes, I believe becoming aligned with our core soul and allowing this to manifest into the world through our choices is the secret to living our lives with powerful purpose and purposeful power. I also believe that the organizations, teams, and companies who become aligned behind their core vision and purpose will be the ones setting the pace for others to follow. This was the basis on which I founded my company almost 22 years ago, and it continues to be the basis from which I lead and live today. In my next podcast, next month, we will discuss the power of alignment within an organization and how this can truly transform the trajectory for success in schools, nonprofits, organizations, and companies. I welcome your feedback on this podcast, and I also welcome suggestions for other topics of interest that you would like covered in the future. Thank you so much for listening, and if you would like more information on the types of services that Alignment Inc. provides, you can go to my website, www.alignmentinc.com or www.kristenkaufman.com. Thank you so much, and make it a great day.